Yo, yo. Yo, it's season two, baby. You ready for this? All right. What up? Yo, it's the Caillou crew in the house. Amanda ain't here. Time to flip the shit out. Kyle and Andrew, we're running the show. It's still and whatnot, baby. Just so you know, we're the Caillou crew. The Caillou crew. And whatnot, season two. With the Caillou crew.
Not bad.
Yeah, that's right? Pretty good. I think that's a good sync. Guys,
Amanda's gone.
Amanda is gone. Yeah. Welcome to Caillou crew season two.
Season two, baby.
Caillou crew season two.
Had a great day.
What a great day. It's a crisp early spring day.
Nice, cold, nice 35 degree day.
Yeah.
Perfect.
35.
I mean, it was pretty cold this morning, dude.
It was pretty cold.
It was like 38 when I left my house.
Goddamn. So we start these podcasts on about the weather every goddamn time. Hey, wait a second. The fucking leaves haven't grown yet, dude.
Yeah.
You notice that? We work near these trees. Oh, God, what are they called? They're not sweet gum. Sweet gum are the ones that have, like, the fucking spiky balls. I think they're called something pear. Well, whatever they are, here's all you need to look up. Cum tree. Because legitimately...
The trees don't cum, but it's a cum tree.
The trees themselves do not cum, but the smell that they emit legitimately smells like cum. It is weird.
Fact check. Do trees come? I don't know.
Do trees come? Check this out. Well, yeah, actually, honey.
ChatGPT.
What? Syrup. Come? Syrup. What's syrup, dude?
Oh.
Think about that for a second.
It's tree cum. Sorry.
Tree cum. But these ones, last year I was walking with Amanda, and I was like, you know when you smell something you don't want to be rude? Because it's like, I don't know if this new smell I'm smelling is coming from the person next to me. And you're like, I don't want to make this person offended that maybe I'm saying they smell. But, like, and then on top of that, if it's not them, you're saying they smell like either shit or cum. And I was like, okay, Amanda, do you smell that? Like, I've been smelling this for, like, the last 4 days. It smells like fucking, like, if cum got dried up on a wall. You put your nose up to it. It's fucked up.
I'll be honest, I have never said I think someone smells like cum. But I have said they smell like shit. But
yeah.
Cum's
a different one. Cum's kind of unique.
Unique, yeah.
Honestly, I have. Flashback, the same dude who I told previously on the podcast that his, with the chicken story with the gross green and wet sloppy chicken that was in his fridge.
Say it again, because I remember it.
The very, very fast story. This is on episode whatever, college chicken. I forget what episode it is, but my college neighbor in my dorm, he let a chicken go completely rotten in his fucking fridge. Okay. Yeah. And when the fucking RA took it out, it was like legitimately green.
Yeah.
Anyway, he got an apartment later on, and of course, they're, like, fucking idiots. And most college kids are idiots. I'll be real. But, like, I would say that, like, there are some that have enough common sense to not make your fucking living quarters stink. And in this new apartment, they did the same. And I remember, I literally came up to him, and, like, I went to his apartment. I'm like, dude, what is that fucking smell in your apartment? I'm like, I don't know how else to say this. It smells like fucking cum in here. It's so disgusting. And he was like, dude, I don't smell it. I'm like, of course you wouldn't. You're living in it every fucking day.
Dude, I mean, so I was at my friend's college one time. This was back when they were living in dorms still. It's like freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to go take a shower. And outside the door was like a flyer post or whatever, a note that said, don't ejaculate in the shower because I fucking clogged the drain.
Oh, yeah, I remember you told me this.
It's gross.
That's fucking wild.
It's insane.
Dude, my first year, I probably also said this on the same episode, but my first year, I was in the gym dorm, and the fucking gym dudes broke 3 out of our 4 toilets. And then one of the showers was broken, And then they broke fucking two of the washing machines.
Yeah.
This was all on the same floor.
That's insane.
Fucking ridiculous. And we, so basically it was the entire floor of dudes using one toilet.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, that's gross.
That toilet's a fucking trooper.
Some of my same friends, they had a house, like later on, it was four of them, and it was one bathroom. And it was the most disgusting bathroom of all time. I mean, just like the grossest shit you think of, but just like there. It was like, oh my god.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's a college lifestyle.
That
just
is.
Gross and you just survive.
One of the only frat parties I ever went to, they, you know, a lot of frat parties tend, I'm gonna move this thing so someone doesn't run over and pop their tire.
Oh.
AKA me, because I come through here.
Nice kick.
Thanks.
Ronaldo.
The one frat party that I went to, you know, frat parties tend to happen in, like, their older, shitty college houses.
Yeah, yeah.
Rarely are the houses ever nice.
Yeah.
And in this particular case, it was horrible. The house was, like, falling apart. There were fucking floorboards coming up. It's like, how the hell do you guys live like this?
Yeah.
And the whole place stunk. And, you know, then there's always the fucking mystery alcoholic liquid that people are fucking taking from. Literally the punch bowl. It's like, you know what? I'm good. Probably not going to do this again.
Yeah.
Then you fucking also have to pay to get in.
Oh.
What fucking so, garbage.
I mean, I'm with you. One of the last ones I went to, it was like some guy's house. It was packed. And, you know, they fucking, the house owner comes downstairs, and, you know, the kid, whatever, he goes, who the fuck clogged my toilet? And he's like fucking, like, screaming, he's pissed off, like, everyone's looking at him, and it turns out, it was just, like, some poor girl who was, like, kind of fucked up, and she just took a shit and left, and so, like, he was just so pissed off, like, gonna fight someone, that was wild, it was intense, but... No, there's like so much just stupid and funny shit that goes on in college and at your parties and whatnot that like you just can't help but miss it at times.
I know. There are like pieces of both high school and college that I think back on. Like, I miss some of the characters from my fucking high school.
Yeah.
And I certainly miss some of the characters from my fucking college.
Yeah.
That were just fucking weird people.
Yeah.
What was I gonna say? Oh, I'll never forget there was a high school party where apparently someone tossed in like a fucking like military grade smoke bomb. Which is so fucking funny. And they just ruined the party.
Like active terrorism now.
Yeah. Well, the reason why I found that so funny was the girl who was throwing the party was just a total fucking, you know what.
Yeah.
And, I remember she was like, she hated that me and my girlfriend at the time were together. And she used to fucking read my text messages to my girlfriend.
Damn.
And they'd be like, dude, back the fuck off. And I remember she tried reading my phone at one point too. She was really nasty. And yeah, that was her party. So it made me laugh really hard too.
High school drama.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's like,
it never ends, does it?
Yeah. So at the like my kind of senior party, I guess, on a senior cut day, some kid, he jumped off the roof of the house, and he fucking hit his head, so he's bleeding. Like, this one girl was, like, going up to him to kind of see if he was okay. And this other girl pushes her out of the way, and, like, takes her spot. It's like fucking, like,
oh my god, so what, they were fighting over him?
It was so weird. Like, she, like, walked away. Like, he was like, what the fuck? I mean, it's like, it's not a big deal. It's a big deal, like, not a big deal to fucking.
Do you think it was because they were fighting over the guy?
Probably, yeah.
You know, I have to be honest, I'm getting out of the shade. I have to be honest, there was never a scenario where I saw, like, girls legitimately fighting over a dude at my school.
Yeah.
I don't know what that says about the guys at my school, or maybe I just thought that shit was a myth, because it was like, no, every girl here knows their worth.
Yeah, no, there was some weird stuff.
But check it out, the crows are attacking the hawk, probably because they got one of their eggs.
But, no, it's like kind of crazy to think about, like, how much kind of stuff goes on between teachers and students, you know? Like, when you leave, you find out stuff. It's like, holy shit. You know, like, I know at my old school, there was this principal at one time who was, like, hitting on students, and they moved him to middle school, and he was still doing it. It's like, what the fuck?
All right, this will learn you. Yeah. We're sending you to the younger kids. Yeah. Surely you won't go after them. Yeah, I know you're a pedophile for fucking high school kids, but you, surely you won't go that low.
Yeah. And there was this one.
Were they shocked?
Yeah. There was this one teacher who, like, as soon as some kid graduated, she was like 18, like the week after, he fucking slept with her. It's like, holy shit, dude, like, that was a student for you like 2 months ago, and now you're fucking sleeping with her after
that. That is really strange. I never, ever, ever understood that.
Yeah.
I think I probably said this in the podcast before, but my English literature teacher was a single mom, and she was like modestly attractive.
Yeah.
But because she wasn't like an 80-year-old woman, like, or woman, the fucking kids were like fucking. I mean, drooling over her. Yeah. It was weird. I mean, it was so strange.
That's what happens in high school when you fucking just
horny as
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. Just can't stop yourself.
You're just fucking ravenously horny that you'll go after a fucking 40-year-old single mother.
Probably, yeah, it happens.
That's scary. That's like the Stanford fucking prison experiment. Like, yeah. what will these fucking kids do? We don't have to go up there. What will these fucking kids do if they get their hands on these people without fucking rules? Whoops.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna leave that.
There was a movie about that, too. Netflix. Like a
Stanford prison experiment?
Yeah.
Yeah. That came out the year I learned about it. I thought that was so cool. There are two grown men on the premises talking about pedophilia and the Stanford prison experiment. Some fucking loudspeaker just went off.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what, dude?
What are you doing in prison?
I can't wait until it gets worn out because it's fucking just, I'm so done with it. You know, it's nice when the fall happens, cause like you're just done sweating 24/7. But it's been cold for months now, like, shit sucks.
Yeah, I'm over it. I'm over it too, man.
I am.
I have to like find shit to do. Like, yeah. I have no problem finding stuff to do during the summertime. Yeah. Not even a little bit.
I haven't ran in like months.
I know.
That's my fault, but it's been so cold and windy outside, like, I can't do it. I have a race coming up next month, so it's like, damn, I'm so far
behind. A race?
Yeah.
A straight up race?
Yeah, 5K.
Oh, okay.
So not too long, but still. We haven't ran in a long time. It's like, damn.
Dude, that's so great that you're into races like that.
Yeah.
You truly are a racist, you know?
Yeah.
That's what that means, right?
No. Cut that. Yeah. No, I enjoy racing. It's just kind of fun. Like, you go there, you run, you sweat, you get pissed off, and you fucking eat a bunch of food afterwards. So, always a fun time.
Nice. I don't know how you have an appetite after that. I feel like your adrenaline has run so far that it's like your stomach is basically a prune at that point.
So it depends. I mean, there's times like I run and afterwards I just can't eat, you know, and there's other times I'm just like starving and I can't like not eat, you know.
I feel that.
Sometimes my stomach's a fucking empty pit.
I used to fucking run home from school. Like, full sprint. I was fucking so autistic.
How far is your house from the school?
No. I wouldn't go all the way from the school. But, like, I got sick of... Because the bus drivers have to go on a certain route.
Yeah.
No matter what. And, like, it pissed me off that, like, it would have been easier to just go to my house before the other people.
Right.
So what I would do instead is I would fucking get off at a certain point and I would... autistically sprint all the way back home.
You the Avatar sprint?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, not even the Avatar, the fucking T-2000.
Yeah. No, so one time, I mean, when I was a freshman,
got all the
I
way
used
over
to
here.
Not use my locker for whatever reason. So I put all my books in my backpack. I would just, you know, carry that around all the time, you know? And one day, I missed the bus. I was walking home. And my fucking big-ass backpack, which weighed, I don't know, like fucking 40 pounds with all the books and pencils and fucking food in it. And my fucking bag was killing me. I fucking walked home a mile and a half, and it was just the worst. So pissed off and
I did walk home once, yeah, and I remember being really tired.
Yeah.
when I was super young, I used to be much more into, like, rocks and geology. Yeah. Is it geology? Yeah, geology. Yeah. Geology is rocks. Geography is location and maps and shit.
Fun fact. Geography is locations and maps.
There you go, yeah. There's a cool-ass fun fact for you. But I remember my... my grandpa's old location, I forget exactly what he did later in life, but He was on some sort of site, and he brought home this enormous rock. Like, I'm doing, like, think of, like, two basketballs, maybe, but, like, a little bit smaller.
Right.
And it was pure see-through glass. It looked so fucking cool. And I was like, this is something really, really valuable. And I was so proud of it. And I remember I secretly took it from my backyard and put it in my bag. It weighed so fucking heavy. It was so fucking heavy. And it fucking made my straps rip, so I broke my backpack bringing this thing to school. And then I brought it into my science class, and they're like, oh, this is just glass slag. It's literally just, like, excess glass for when they're making glass. And I broke my backpack for no reason. But I still have that piece of glass. Maybe I'll take a picture of it one day. I think it broke further. But what's cool about it is because it's glass and, you know, it's see-through, anything that's underneath it turns into, like, moss because the sunlight, like, shines through it, like, magnified. Yes, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Speaking of rocks, I feel like every town has, like, one giant, like, kind of rock boulder. Like, you just serve, like, a kind of, like, a location point, you know, so you know where you're at.
Yeah.
You know, like, I used to go to a pool, and the only way I would just turn down the right block if I saw the big-ass rock I had.
Yeah. I used to use the radio tower near me as my, as my main point. Yeah. That's what Plymouth Rock is, man.
Yeah.
That's what damn Pilgrim saw for. You ever actually see Plymouth Rock?
One time, years
ago. It's like nothing.
Yeah.
It's like a small-ass rock. Dude, that rock founded America. I'm just saying.
I guess. I love rocks, man.
I do love rocks.
Rocks, trains, and
automobiles.
And grilled cheese.
And grilled cheese.
Rocks, trains, grilled cheese.
That's my three. Excuse me. That's my three favorite things in the world is rocks, grilled cheese, man.
Rocks, trains, and
grams of coke.
Grams of coke.
Oh man. Yeah, it's funny, like, what weird small interests you gather as a child. Like, I was also into fucking marbles for a period of time. It's like, why? I used to have, like, bags upon bags of marbles, and I have no idea why.
Yeah, no. When I was younger, my favorite hobby was fucking playing those tech decks.
Oh, hell,
like,
yeah.
I would collect them, play with them on a fucking like skate ramp. So fucking sick.
Dude, those things were pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, fucking awesome.
That was our fidget spinner.
Yeah. That was
sick. That really was our fidget spinner. I never actually put thought to that.
That was fucking, like, so good, too, with fucking making flips and shit. Fucking loved it. Yeah.
You ever had the people who do the bike ones?
No.
Those ones are so stupid.
Yeah.
I really can't figure those out. Because it's like, how the hell are you supposed to pedal?
Yeah. Take that spin.
You do, like, the full, like...
Yeah.
You have, like, really ambidextrous hands. Or dexterous hands where you can move all of your fingers, like, super independently.
Yeah.
I can't. My fucking dexterity is so bad in my hands. Like, you'll see, when I play sports and, you know, anything that requires one hand to be doing something the other, you'll notice that, like, my other hand mimics my one hand. Like, it's really strange. Like, if I'm not even joking, to this day people think I'm fucking around, but, like, if I wag my finger really fast, I'm not doing that. Like, that is a completely what do you call it, motion. So I don't control that. So, like, there are pictures of me playing fucking pickleball and shit like that, where, like, my one hand is doing something like this while I'm doing that. It's like, what the fuck is wrong with your hands?
Jeez.
That's why I also can't, like, play Guitar Hero, right?
I love Guitar Hero, but that shit was just impossible. It was fucking a lot of fun.
Dude, they just put Through the Fire and Flames on Fortnite.
Did they?
I'm not joking. They put Through the Fire and Flames on Fortnite, and they're giving it away for free. it's not even in the Battle Pass.
It was what? It was Guitar Hero and what else? There was a different one.
Rock Band.
Rock Band.
Yep.
Never had Rock Band, but the drum set was pretty fucking cool.
Well, they had that for one Guitar Hero called Guitar Hero World Tour.
Yeah.
And we had that one.
How was that?
It was fun. We barely fucking used the drum set. So it was totally wasted on me and my sister. Dude, that shit was so expensive.
Oh, yeah.
I think I told this to either you or on the podcast, but when I worked at GameStop for a period of time. And I was like, you know, it'd been a long time. The fucking rhythm games and, like, Guitar Hero style games have just completely disappeared from the mainstream. They don't really exist anymore. But they're like, okay, here we go. Rock Band 4, this returns to tradition. And I was like, I gotta fucking buy this. I am going to buy this. And it was like, for the game and the guitar, like fucking $190. Yeah. It was ridiculous. And I was like, oh, even with my fucking discount, it's only like $170. It was like, whatever, I'm doing this. I'm gonna become a real rock star gamer. And I think I played that game all of like 4 fucking times. Hey, but cool ass thing, they added like Rock Band to Fortnite.
Yeah.
And you can use that guitar in Fortnite. So you know what? Who's laughing now? So yeah. And also that was like a horrible Rock Band. The set list was so fucking bad. I can't remember one good song that was on that set list. Meanwhile, damn. Guitar Hero 3 set list was like fucking banger city.
Damn. I fucking like miss kind of playing video games. I just don't do anymore. But it sure was so much fun. The Wii, like Wii bowling, fucking Wii baseball, Wii golf. Oh my god. I fucking love the Wii so much. Did you have a Wii Call of Duty?
You know what? I did and didn't. Like, my friend convinced me to get it. And I think I played it with him for all of, like, maybe 5 days before I was like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah, no, it was awful, dude. But, yeah, it's fucking, it's like, I don't know, like, fucking,
It was motion controls.
Yeah. So it's fucking, like, so much difficult. It's not really fucking...
Yeah, it's also difficult, but also easy. Like, you have to get, like, a mindset for it. But I remember the reason why I returned it was because it was too easy. And you would be playing online against probably what were literal 4-year-olds. And, like, just fucking, like, sweeping house. And killing everyone and getting the fucking nuke. And it's like, how does this feel good for you to play?
Call of Duty on Xbox was just... There was nothing like it, man.
No, there really wasn't. And
nothing
and
like it.
That is a thing that I'm, at this point, convinced will never, ever have. It's like, you'll never feel the same way that you did with that one.
Because you could just do anything, like, I don't know, like, no one would care. I mean, they would get mad and shit, like, it wouldn't be a big deal. Yeah, you know?
My favorite thing is every now and then people post, like, by the way, if it's windy right now, we have the pop filters on, so fingers crossed they actually work. My favorite thing is when people post the fucking Xbox, like, voice recordings that people are saying.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, dude. Remember doing the random tomahawks and fucking cannon grenades and shit?
Oh, that was the best.
I love doing it, dude.
My fucking favorite Xbox voice message was something like, you know, you'll never make a girl fucking come with your fingers, but I'll make her come doing this. And then he just, like, does this crazy-ass riff on a guitar. And that's the whole message. That's fucking great. You know when you receive something like that, it was, like, the best day of your life.
Yeah, damn, dude. Being a teen was the best, man. Don't grow up. Stay young.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the trick, is don't grow up. Hey, movie review section real quick. I saw Mickey 17. It was really fucking bad.
Yeah.
We talked about it last episode with Amanda, and she said she didn't know how she felt about it. Well, I know how I feel. I fucking hated it.
Should I see it just to find out?
Do not see
myself?
It. It's fucking so garbage.
Uh-huh.
It is such a waste of time. If you want 2.5 hours to feel like 3.5 hours, don't fucking do it. It's so bad.
When did it come out? Like, recently?
Yeah, came out in Feb.
Yeah.
Yep. So the fact remains true that they dump all the shittiest movies in February. Hey, guys. Spring's on its way. Better movies are coming. And more podcasts are coming,
stay
too.
Stay warm.
Stay warm.
Stay golden.
Stay golden.
And stay
golden. That was Kyle Crew, dude.
Kyle Crew.